Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Nick, I got to tell you why I love you, because you have the most Chicago accent of any person on the council, and I just love hearing your voice every time.
I don't recognize it, so.
I know you don't. Even the way you talk and how fast you are and how quick you are. Speak Chicago. What is happening in our city? When do you think the National Guard is going to show up?
I don't think they're going to show up. I hope they don't show up. I'm guessing you're having me on because you thought I was the guy that was hoping they come, but I hope they don't come. I see it as a recipe for disaster. If the president wants to help, I wish he would just say whatever that would cost to send the National Guard here. Just give us that money to hire more police. Not a good idea. I don't believe they have policing powers. I don't know what they're supposed to do other than maybe be scarecrows on a couple corners. And the last thing we want to see is some young 18, 19-year-old kid with an M16 shoot somebody and kill him, and then the city will go up for grabs. So I'm very concerned about it. I think it's an idle threat. I don't think it's going to happen. So that's my
You don't think it's going to happen? Do you think it's not going to happen?
Not in Chicago. No, I do not.
Alderman, when is someone going to stand up and say, Mr. President, what are you talking about? He comes out with these. He called Chicago a killing field today. He's used different phraseology that is absolutely incendiary and untrue. And he just is allowed to do it. I know that you're here to say it would be a bad idea. I know that the governor's going to say something. I'm trying to find the statistics here, but Mayor Johnson just put out a statement, said year-to-date, overall crime is down 21%, homicides down 32%, overall shooting incidents down 37%. You can like this mayor or you cannot like this mayor. You can say it's a part of a national trend, which it seems to be. But the fact is, crime is down dramatically here, and this president continues to degrade this city and the state absolutely unchecked. I don't know how you stop that.
I don't either. I mean, I almost wish I would be like his voice to talk to in the city. Some of the stuff he's saying. But, of course, our politicians aren't helping either. They're being very combative and confrontational with them. And we had a rally, I guess, was it yesterday or the day before, when Bernie came into town and talking about oligarchies and oligarchs and so on and so forth. And we're not going to stand for this. So let's just all try to work together. Let's just act like adults.
All right.
Sit down and say, what can we do to figure this out?
It's your city. It's your city. And you've got this, the president using his much wider audience to say these things. I think we can agree that many of them are not true. If you're not going to return incendiary language, what do you do? I mean, because this is hurting his tenor, his language is hurting the city when it comes to tourism and other things. And it's one thing to be backed up by fact, which it may have been a few years ago, but it's just not now.
Right, it's something that concerns me about our tourism coming to the city. Many of my friends, they have moved to the suburbs. They're like, I don't even want to go in the city after 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever it is. So we need to stop this. I mean, we know there's crime. There's crime everywhere. We see it in affluent suburbs. We see it everywhere. I mean, I do think there was a bit of a downward trend. I don't know if it's down as much as maybe some are saying, but it's certainly gone down, I think, due to a great job by, Superintendent Snelling and State's Attorney Burke. And I give the mayor a little credit also. I mean, maybe some of his ideas that I didn't totally agree with maybe they're working a little. So, to bring the National Guard in here, make this like, a military state, and it's just not a good look, a recipe for disaster. I just wish somehow, some way, I could talk to him or his people and say, look, let's just everybody sit down, the three of you, the governor and the mayor, and figure this out, but this is not the right
thing. Do you think he's interested in that?
Well, I don't think he is, but nor do I think the governor or the mayor are interested in sitting down with him either. So maybe I could be the guy to sit down and act like the adult.
According to News Nation stats, if Chicago had New York City's murder rate, it would have 122 murders compared to the 573 murders last year. So obviously, we have an issue. If the murder rate has dropped, can you identify any programs that are actually leading to that drop?
I can't, but they've been giving money to some of these organizations that I've never really felt work. But maybe they try in some new organizations that are helping, certainly on the west side and the south side. I think there's some real do-gooders out there that are legitimate, like Pastor Price and Pastor Brooks. But then there's some other people there I think are just want to stoke the fire and just incite everybody and just not good people and are just taking money, whereas some people are. And if these are new people, then we should continue to work with these people.
Do your people feel safe?
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy that's probably in the second safest neighborhood in the city. You know, back and forth, some people tell me they're safe, some say they're not. So we've kind of been off for a bit. I haven't talked to many of my colleagues much about this. But, you know, I live in a safe neighborhood. Does crime happen here? Yes. A lot of petty crime. Murders are very rare in my ward, or certainly on the northwest side, not the north side. I would guess majority would say, I couldn't put a number on the majority of people feel safe as far as real crime, hard crime, not garage break-ins or porch pirates or anything like that.
So your constituents aren't calling your office and saying, we need this?
I haven't had anybody call me and say we need this. So I know I've seen a couple people interviewed about this from Turn Chicago Red, and they feel we need this. They live in not the safest neighborhoods, and they feel we need it. So I don't really have my finger on that pulse. I don't talk to everybody that much. I don't know that many of my colleagues are telling me their phones are lighting up in, you know, Inglewood or Austin or those neighborhoods that have their challenges. So it's just a bad idea. Bad idea. Hopefully he stands down. Hopefully we try to start talking to him a little nicer, and hopefully maybe he changes his tone.
You're saying the people you know in Austin and are not saying that their constituents are asking for this help?
Well, I don't know what they're saying. I'm just using those neighbors for example. Those are more challenging neighborhoods. I don't know what they're saying. I doubt they're calling the aldermen that represent those communities. I don't know. I didn't call them about it. I just think, you know, he's doing something that he thinks is right, the president, and I don't think it was right for Washington, D.C., but it's not right for Chicago, Illinois.
And you have no idea when they might show up. You indicated earlier, just a couple minutes ago, that you don't think they will. I tend to believe that they are coming here, whether people want it or not.
I've heard from a few people about it, say they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. I just say I don't think they're coming. So, but if they're coming, what is the definition of they're going to come here? What exactly are they going to do? Is he going to send 50 guys over here to go in a room and, you know, go check out the cameras they have and see what's going on around town? I don't know. What do they mean? Are they going to put 2,000 people on the streets all over the place, downtown, Inglewood, Austin, Lawndale? I don't know. You know, I don't have any idea. There's no communication. I certainly wish all of our electeds would just at least try to communicate a little bit better and figure out what's going on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We told you how much we appreciate your accent, Alderman. I just wanted to hear you order a Polish with sport peppers.
All I can say is when they have a Chicago accent contest, everybody says I can't get in because it would be an unfair contest.
Winner hands down. Thank you so much, right. Alderman.
Thank both of you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Alderman Nicholas Passato from the 38th Ward.